Omen orders all licensed Bitcoin miners into one national pool. Omen has made participation in a single national Bitcoin mining pool mandatory for every licensed operator in the country, according to a June 18, 2026 post from CoinMarketCap. The directive moves all sanctioned mining hash rate under one state-coordinated pool rather than letting operators choose where they direct their work. The change is unusual in its scope. Plenty of governments license, tax, or zone Bitcoin mining. Far fewer dictate which pool a miner must point its machines at. By requiring licensed operators to join one designated pool, Omen ties block reward coordination directly to a national framework instead of leaving it to global pools like Foundry or Antpool. A national pool, not just a license regime, a mining pool combines the hash rate of many machines, so participants earn steadier, smaller payouts instead of waiting on rare solo block wins. Membership is normally a commercial choice. Operators shop on fee structure, payout method, and reliability, and they can switch pools whenever they want. Omen's mandate removes that choice for licensed miners. Every sanctioned operator routes its hash rate through the same pool, which gives the state a single point of visibility into how much mining is happening, who is doing it, and what rewards flow back. For a government, that is a clean way to monitor energy consumption, enforce licensing terms, and account for mining revenue. For an operator, it means giving up the ability to negotiate or move to a cheaper venue. The CoinMarketCap post is the primary source at the time of writing, and it does not specify the pool's fee terms, payout model, or whether foreign-owned operations are treated differently from domestic ones. Those details matter for judging how heavy the rule is in practice. So this article sticks to what the announcement states and flags the gaps rather than filling them in. Concentration cuts both ways. Pooling national hash rate has a structural side effect. Bitcoin's security model assumes mining stays spread across many independent parties, so no single actor can reorder or censor transactions. Concentrating a country's licensed miners into one pool runs against that grain at the national level. Even if Omen's slice of global hash rate stays small enough that the network as a whole is unaffected, Omen has spent recent years courting mining investment, drawing operators with cheap energy and purpose-built sites. A mandatory pool changes the pitch. It trades the open, switch-anytime model that miners are used to for a regulated single-venue arrangement. Whether that attracts or deters the next wave of investment will depend on the pool's fees and payout terms, which have not been disclosed. There is also a sovereignty reading. A state-run pool lets a government see and, in principle, influence which transactions its national miners help confirm. That capability is theoretical until the pool's rules are public, but it is the kind of control that pool centralization makes possible. Backdrop of a soft market, the order lands while Bitcoin trades at roughly $64,468. Down about 2% over 24 hours as of June 18, 2026, with CoinMarketCap's Fear and Greed Index sitting at 22 in fear. Lower prices squeeze mining margins, since rewards are paid in a currency worth less in dollar terms, while energy bills stay fixed. A mandatory pool does not change a miner's revenue math directly, but it removes one lever, the freedom to chase lower pool fees at a moment when operators are already watching costs closely. For crypto users in the region, the immediate effect is indirect. The rule governs miners, not wallets or spending, and it does not touch how residents buy, hold, or pay with crypto. It is a signal, though, of how Gulf states are formalizing crypto infrastructure under direct state coordination. Omen's broader stance on digital assets continues to take shape, and readers tracking the market can follow it on our Omen crypto coverage.